We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ron, we got a text from a man named Larry Rhodes. We were wondering off the top with your daughter in Amsterdam today, do people still send postcards? We all decided not really, but Larry Rhodes is a mailman. His tweet to me says, quote, I'm a mailman. And yes.
At least tells you that it gives you his credibility.
Yeah. He establishes that early. And yes, I deliver postcards still. Not many. But I do see some. I'm heartened by that. You guys?
You know who I get one from once a week? At least once a week. Not so much postcard. Art Rooney Jr., one of the architects of the 70s dynasty, the chief's second oldest son. Dan was first, Art Jr. second. He has these beautiful pictures of Steelers. He had commissioned somebody, I can't think of the gentleman's name now, that does all these pictures of like, Franco and Rocky, and he'll send me one every week with a little note.
Every week?
On the back, just about every week.
Holy
one
Bird
of my
milk.
All-time favorite people, the most like his old man out of anybody. He's such a personality and such a character. I just talked to him a week ago, actually.
I think he sent me, I did a story a while ago, he sent me, what's the thing you put a cup on a table? The little
like
thing.
Like a cup holder.
Coaster.
Coaster.
Coaster, right.
Thank you, Folsey. Mm-hmm. A coaster. He sent me a Steelers coaster. Ron, you went to tend to your food needs, I believe, during the break.
Just a little extra Tostitos. You like these? These are the scoops.
Scoops.
No,
I
love those, Ron. I eat them all the time. All the time.
So I went to get them in my can of
Coke.
Coke Zero.
Little salt, little sugar.
Did I miss something? What do you mean there's no sugar in there?
No sugar.
No sugar. It's Coke Zero. Zero sugar.
Zero sugar. I should have known that.
What did I miss?
Well, we established before the break, it's unbelievable, actually, that Folsey, if they put out a photo of a pilot, it would be Folsey's mugshot. Look at that man, Ron. And I said if there's one word to describe Folsey, it's reassuring. We both agreed he would be an incredible pilot.
Right.
And then we went to break and listened to what happened.
Attention passengers, this is your pilot Matt Cole checking in from the cockpit. Thank you for flying 93.7 The Fan Airlines today. We're going to Pittsburgh where it is currently 18 degrees.
This is incredible.
With snow flurries.
How about that, Ron? He sounds like he was born to be a pilot.
He was.
Can we make this happen?
There's some, you know what I think of when I hear him doing it, you know, like, was it Beano that always used to say he hated to fly because they talk about the termination of the flight?
Right.
You know, there's phrases there that you use that you just don't make you feel comforting. I flew with him once, a little bit of a rough landing. He grabbed my arm.
I did.
He did. He's not going to deny it.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
That was great, Folsey.
Thank you.
Very, very good.
Very proud of you.
Shout out to a texter who suggested I do that, by the way, like right before the update. So I figured I'd just
go for it. Was that Ricky Monster?
I don't think so. They didn't
say. And then your wife texted you and somehow insulted me secondhand. What happened?
Yeah, she did. She texted, not insulting, but she said something like, oh my goodness, are you kidding me right now? You're becoming like Joe.
That's an insult.
That is very much an insult.
That's an absolute insult.
Does she listen to the show?
She does, yeah. Well, she can now because she's still off from work. Normally she can't, but she's at home with Mariah right
now. I bet she thinks you're the star of the show. I know she thinks you're the star. And, quite frankly, he is.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would argue with that at this point, Ron. I had my attention caught there. Okay.
You're like Pompeiani, not paying attention.
Right. A little bit of Penguinis. In the Trib, Mark Madden writes a column talking about possibly trading, seems like advocating trading one Jake Guentzel. What do you think of that, Mark?
Mark? What do you think of that, Mark? I thought it was going to be maybe Rust, who I think has had a disappointing. I think Jake's a really good player and a goal scorer. I would not look to be moving him, although down the road you're going to have to be paying him some huge money, depending on what you can get for him.
You think you're going to be paying who huge money?
Jake at some point.
You think?
He's a 40-goal man, 40-goal scorer.
He's never finished in the top 10 in goals in his whole career.
He's had two 40-goal seasons, though. That's pretty amazing.
17 guys had 40 goals last year. It amazing.
He's one of 17 out of 30 teams. That's pretty good. I think he's a big-time goal scorer.
He's never finished in the top 10 in goals.
Oh, right, Joe. 40 doesn't mean anything to you. It means something to me.
He's a good player.
It's a lot of goals.
I don't think he's going to cash in for...
40 is a lot of goals.
Yeah, it's like 1,000 yards. 17 guys did it. As we sit here right now, he's 42nd in the league in goals. That's not a big-time goal scorer to me.
He's not having a great year. That's not what we're talking about. His career-wise, I think he's a premier player. That's just my opinion.
A premier player?
I think anytime you score 40 goals on multiple occasions, that's pretty good. That's a goal.
He is. He's a good player.
A goal every two games. That's pretty good.
It's good. He's a good player. I don't think he's a star. I don't think he's a premier player who's going to command $8 or $10 million a year.
Don't be surprised how much he commands. He's going to get a lot. And I think
he's also 28.
I've always felt like he would be the Penguins' next star after Sid and Malkin leave. But he's not having a good year. Rust is not having a good year either. I'm not interested in trading Jake. What's he got, a couple more years on his contract?
Let's see here. I think of him very differently than you. I don't think of him as a guy carrying a franchise as a star. He's never finished in the top 15 in scoring, even though he's on the power play and plays with Sid. Again, never in the top 10 in goals. He's a good player. He's a good goal scorer. I don't consider him to be a premier player.
We can agree to disagree.
I just don't see evidence.
Although you're
not
seeing it this year. I will agree with that. He's not having a good year.
He signed through next year at $6 million, then unrestricted.
He's going to get a raise from somebody, maybe not from the Penguins.
Maybe. I don't know. As he'll be going into his age 30 season. And again, is he going to be coming off a good year? I don't know. He's got 20 goals right now. I think 5 are into the empty net. But the moral of that story is, if you're going to trade, who are you going to trade?
Yeah.
If you're going to make a hockey trade,
I was thinking more of Rust. He just signed the big deal, right?
Yeah.
He signed for a long time. I don't know if that's good or bad with some teams. He did the same thing. The previous contract he signed, he got off to a horrible start to next year. And I think he was the guy that Jim Rutherford called out, saying there's guys on our team trying to, live in the past, and they won a couple cups and they're trying to live on that. And I think he took it personally and then became a pretty good player. I don't know if that's going to happen this year. I don't think he's had a good year at all after signing that big deal.
Yeah, it's funny. The two guys that are leading the team, Gino and Sid, they've been fine. I mean, Gino's making $6 million. They've been fine. It's the secondary stars or the secondary contributors that aren't holding up their weight. And I would say that's Rust and Guentzel primarily this season.
I would agree with that this season. And, I love Malkin's point of game, but his defensive lapses, there's some almost in every single game. Seemingly more for me recently than there have been. But he's still scoring. No doubt.
I mean, that's pretty much part and parcel what you're going to get his whole career.
Right, but I think it's a little worse this year than it has been recently. That's all I'm saying.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I've been to a lot of games, and it seems like every game he has some sort of giveaway.
I mean, I watch all the games, too. I'm just not there.
Get caught behind the net in three-on-three. That led to that loss. There's just been a lot of examples, I think. But he still scores, there's no doubt.
Yeah, he's got 50 points in 49 games with revolving people and all the things that, you know, he doesn't get their best guys, right? But it's the other guys.
No doubt.
It's Rust, it's Gensel, and then it's the fact that two of their three highest paid players, if I'm not mistaken, have missed a combined 33 games.
Well, Letang has missed a bunch.
Yeah, Letang and Petrie at 6.25. That's $12.4 million. They are their second and third. Petrie's tied with Letang, I think. Or no, Letang is tied with Malkin as the third highest guy. Petrie's the second highest paid guy on this team. Him and Letang have missed bunches and bunches of games.
And obviously Jari.
And Jari. So what do you do at the deadline then? What are you looking to do? Wenzel quoted a guy, former NHL executive, as saying they should start trading people. Let's move on here. Gain assets. He worked for the Canucks when they had the Sedin twins, this guy, forget his name, and he said, we made the wrong decision by trying to build around them deep into their mid-30s or whatever. Wrong decision.
I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what Hextall can do. The salary cap is working against him. A lot of these guys have no trade and no movement clauses, too. I just think it's a real challenge for them. You have to hope that when they're healthy that they'll be good. And, I mean, obviously, to me, Jari's the whole key. He wasn't healthy last year. He wasn't on his game the year before after a late-season injury. To me, he's their whole key. I just don't know what Hextall can do because there's so much against the salary cap.
So would you advocate moving on here and dishing guys and getting rid of people or trying to fortify this team?
I would try to fortify it one more run this time. If they don't make the playoffs this year, I might try to look to do a lot more change after the season. But again, what are you going to do? You're going to trade. You can't trade Malkin. Now you can't trade Sid. You know, I don't know who else has no movement clauses. I'm assuming Letang does. There's just so much you can do to, you know, to tear it up. If you're going to tear it up and start over, not tear it up, but just move on, you would have done it after last season when they were all free agents, except for Sid.
Right.
He signed Malkin. Yeah. He signed Letang. He signed Raquel. He signed Rust.
Yeah.
All those guys were free agents.
Right.
And if you're going to move on, that was the time to do it.
To me, if you're Sidney Crosby, you try to win, period. So, and what? you can't live in between either. Either you're all in or you're all out.
And I think
if you're all out, you start moving guys. So you have to be all in and try to win as long as you have Crosby.
And I think that's why they kept everybody together. I think Sid wanted that to happen. But it isn't working. Now they're clinging to the last playoff spot. But they still got a long way to go. And
we could argue about
that. You mentioned some factors that have impacted them.
Big time.
But, I mean, if they get the eighth playoff seed, I see them losing four games in a row to Boston. If it comes to that.
I don't know. Let's see what Boston does the second half.
Now, they've lost three in a row. I mean, they've only lost seven all year, I think, and they've lost three in a row.
If there's a lot of hockey here to be played, number one. Number two, the argument that it hasn't worked, I don't know about that. They're in playoff position right now, despite Letang and Petrie missing 33 games and their goalie missing a bunch of games. So I'd be looking to fortify. I don't really see that there's much of a choice right now.
How do you fortify when you can't bring in money?
Yeah, Rutherford did it all the time. You send out money to bring in money. Trade a guy like Gensel to get a different kind of player. That would be the argument.
That would be one way you could do it if you want to trade Gensel.
You trade Rust. You bring in a different kind of player. You trade, I don't know, Raquel, bring in a different kind of player. Package Dumoulin and Rust. You know, there's always a way to make a hockey trade.
Well, we can agree to disagree. I don't think of this team as nearly as highly as you do.
Why fortify them? Why fortify them then?
Because you have Sid and Malkin, and that's, you know, they're not going anywhere.
How highly do I think of them, in your opinion? What are you hearing?
I'm thinking you think that they have a legitimate chance to maybe go some places in the playoffs.
If I didn't, I would absolutely advocate tearing it all up. So
but you
for
can
people,
tear it all
yes,
up.
Yes, you can.
You can't get rid of Malkin and Sid.
You can get rid of a lot of people.
Letang. Those are your three guys that you would want to get rid of.
You can
while
get,
not Sid,
you can get rid of Gensel. You can get rid of Rust. You can get rid of your goalie. You'd find all kinds of assets out there for people.
I look at them as a middle-of-the-pack team somewhere from 15 to 20. And they're eighth in their conference, so that would be about right in the middle
with
of the
With their
pack.
Goalie, though, they're 16-5.
All right.
So give me their goalie, And I think they're a pretty good team. If I didn't believe that, then I certainly wouldn't advocate fortifying a mediocre bad team. That doesn't make sense.
But I just don't know what else you can do when you have Sid. You want to try to give him as much chance to win as you can. I just don't know what Hextall does. I guess you could trade Rustin and Guentzel and try something different that way, no doubt.
Well, you're going to have to make a decision on Guentzel either way after next season, maybe right. before next season. Are you signing him? He's at $6 million now. Are you signing him going into his age 30 season to a big deal?
I want to see how he finishes this one before I would do that. Well, they will wait till after he finishes this season. They might even wait till
next season.
Hextall has shown no fear of letting these guys become free agents and then signing them. He did it with all those guys after last year.
He did.
And he's probably going to do that with Jari.
Which I would do.
Jari's a free agent after this season.
Yeah. I would do that for sure, wouldn't you?
I think Jari's one of the premier goaltenders in the league when he's healthy, but his health interests, history definitely scares me. You look around the league at goaltenders, he's got to be, in my opinion, at least one of the top 8 or 10.
Yes.
I'm interested in trying to keep him if they can. I advocated them signing him before the season, and they didn't do that. And again, Hextall is not afraid to wait. But I think he's a really good goaltender, if healthy, but that's an unbelievably huge if with him. I think he's had 4 injuries in the last 13 or 14 months.
Yeah, he's got to be healthy. There's no doubt about that. I think of the Penguins as a playoff team that if they have an actual goalie, could advance for a couple rounds. That's what I think.
I don't see that this year, and I won't be shocked if they don't make the playoffs.
So, why would you fortify a team that you think that little of? What would be the sense in trying to fortify that team?
I don't know that you can fortify that team.
Well, of course you can.
I don't know if you
Rutherford
trade Guentzel,
did it all the time.
Trading Guentzel going to help them? It depends who you get back for him.
Yeah.
Is trading Russ going to help them, or do you hope that those guys play up to their capabilities?
Right. And how do you explain them being in playoff position despite missing their goalie and their 2 best defensemen?
Because other teams, look at Washington. Look, they haven't had a zillion guys, and they're ahead of them. Every team has had injuries. I just go to those games, and I see something missing every night almost. They give up goals.
They're 2 defensemen and their goalie, I would say.
They give up goals in the first minute period, last minute of period. They give up goals right after they score. They've been horrible in overtime. Now they're not going to have to play.
Right. I would say without your top 2 defensemen and your goalie, you're going to give up goals.
Then they should just stay status quo for you and they'd be fine.
No, I'd be looking to supplement a little bit, but I think actually with their goalie, they will be fine. Their goalie, they're 16-5. With a goalie in the playoffs, they would have won 2 rounds the last 2 years.
What do you want to do to fortify then?
Bring in someone for the bottom 6.
That would certainly help. Certainly for the bottom 3. I mean, his deal with Kapanen was a disaster.
Yeah.
And his deal with Jeff Carter a year ago was turned out to be a disaster.
Absolutely.
Those are 2 horrible moves.
We agree on that. We certainly agree on that.
I mean, the fourth line has actually picked it up a little bit, and Archibald has been hurt too. But the third line has been the one that's disappointing. That's Carter's line.
And you mentioned the creativity that they'll need to have at the deadline to be able to fortify this team, you know, moving players out. I just don't know if Ron Hextall has that creativity.
Might not.
And Jim Rutherford absolutely did. And that's why he was so great here for many reasons.
For whatever you say about Rutherford, like the Derek Brassard trade, he went for it.
He was creative.
They said he had no room that year either. And if you're creative enough, you make a big move.
I don't think Hextall's that guy.
Me neither. What about the coaching? I think Sully's done a pretty good job with this team.
I don't know. His message doesn't seem to be getting through to me. You know, these lapses, and Caulfield talked about this on Wednesday, that he thinks he's really going to start sitting on these guys a little bit, and you're going to see some lineup changes because he's totally frustrated by these lapses. You know, start the game, they give up a goal. Last minute, they give up a goal. I think he's a great coach. I really do. But I'm sure he's pulling his hair out watching this team play.
Some nights, yeah. I also probably think if you told him or anybody else what would have happened in the first half, he'd be happy to be in playoff position. If you told him Letang and Petrie would be gone for 33 games.
But it's not like other teams haven't had major injuries.
But if you told him he'd lose his top two defensemen and his goalie for 10 games, and then you said, but you'll be in playoff position at the break with games in hand, I bet you he would have signed up for it.
I'll bet he wouldn't have signed up the way this season has gone. I would totally bet against that.
Injury-wise, for sure.
Yeah, well, but every team has him. Look at Washington. They just got Backstrom back. They haven't had Carlson. They've lost so many guys.
Do you think their coach has done a good job? I do, considering their injuries.
Yeah.
Some teams don't have hardly any injuries.
I think they're driven by the Ovechkin chase myself. I think a lot of those guys are motivated by helping him to get that record.
Yeah, I think they've done a good job. Some teams don't have a lot of injuries, and those are the teams you see at the top of the standings, like the Bruins and the Canes. All right, Ron, we've gone over here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.